Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am so thrilled because my brother is on the phone with me, Israel Houghton. How are you?
I'm doing great. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, we had a really crazy year, and you have been very busy during the crazy year that we've had.
I have. I've tried to stay busy and tried to stay creative and tried to stay as inspirational as I possibly could.
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of people had to try to figure out ways to reach out to their audience, their church, or however. And you came up with Worship Wednesdays. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it was something that I had been doing before, but in kind of a limited way. You know, I'd come out, film one song and kind of talk about the origin of that song and that sort of thing. And people liked it, but it wasn't until I started going live every Wednesday during the quarantine that people really started responding and interacting and engaging. So I had to, you know, pay attention to that and realize, you know, especially with some of the engagement I was getting, people were like, man, I look forward to this every week. Thank you. You know, and you're like, wow, I just thought I was singing a few songs to calm my own nerves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so to see that kind of thirst and hunger for just the presence of God, you know, made me really, you know, bear down and take it seriously. And that's ultimately what turned into this record that we're talking about.
I am really excited about this song. It's called Hymn of Breakthrough. And it's so powerful that pretty much immediately I started getting those goosebumps. And as Willie Moore Jr. says, I felt it in my sha-na-na. give me a background on the new song.
So the song was actually written back in 2018. And it was kind of, you know, I've done that a lot where I'll write for a certain project and maybe the project doesn't happen or come out or whatever. And when we were starting to do Feels Like Home, my wife, Adrienne, was like, you know, whatever happened to that song? And I was like, wow, I had kind of hadn't completely forgotten about it. But, you know, it was just one of those beautiful accidents. And I showed it to the team that day and everybody just pounced on it and just said, there's something very, very special about this song. Yeah. And, you know, for those who get the record and even watch the whole video and the official videos on our website and on YouTube as well, Hymn of Breakthrough, but you can tell like something is happening in this room. And it was a big change for us as a team just to perform not to an audience, but like looking at each other in the round and just connecting in worship. But I'm so glad we did because I'm really, really pleased with the outcome.
All over the world, we want to sing this over you.
I am on the phone with Israel Houghton from Israel and New Breed talking about the new song called Hymn of Breakthrough. And you have a new project coming out, you and New Breed, and I'm really thrilled. It's 20 years, well, now going on 21 years for New Breed, right?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
We're in our 21st year this year. It's crazy.
So you guys actually got together and recorded in November.
We did, and initially it was to just kind of celebrate our 20 years together and really just to commemorate. And so we did a live stream event that was very, very mind-blowingly well attended and supported. And it was about halfway through the night of the live stream that we looked at each other and just said, I think this is a record. This just feels like something that shouldn't just live for this one live event. And so I'm really glad we did.
I am so glad you did as well. And the new project is officially out.
It is officially out. We couldn't be happier. We couldn't be more excited. And Randy, thank you for supporting it. I really appreciate it.
I absolutely love it. And your beautiful wife, Adrienne, is she going to be on it?
She is on it. Yeah, there's a whole section. We kind of do a throwback section to like the choruses we used to sing when we were growing up.
Oh.
And her father and her sister all sing on it. And we ended up doing like these old Spanish choruses that I grew up singing as well.
Oh.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. It's so good to hear your voice. Now I'm fangirling.
Oh, thank you.
I'm excited
about this project.
I am excited for both of you all, and I'm glad to know that you're on it as well. I love your voice.
Thank you. That means so much to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I feel like I have the confidence to sing. If Israel says I don't sound crazy, then I actually believe it.
I absolutely love it, and what a welcome surprise to have both of you on the phone. And tell me the name of the project once again.
It's called Feels Like Home, the Quarantine Worship Experience, and Volume 1 came out today, and Volume 2 will be coming out April 2nd.
I cannot wait for that at all.
Yeah.
I'm downloading that today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm paying for it, too. I just have to tell you. I'm not getting the radio version so that, you know, y'all don't see. I'm putting my quarters on that.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to us. You've always been such a great support of New Breed, so thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Israel and Adrian. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Randy?